Is there such a thing as a groomzilla? Hear about bridezillas all the time. Shows based on it, everything else. Looking at stuff yesterday, and of course, the obligatory summer article, probably one in the fall, one in the winter. I bet they have reminders set at certain publications. To do the bridezilla stories, because they're probably evergreen. Yeah. They really are.
Yeah.
Examples. So we want calls, before we get examples, we would like to hear from people where the groom was the problem, especially if you were in the groom, you were one of the groomsmen, best man or whatever. Okay? Because I'm sure it happens, right? Have any of you seen it?
I'm firsthand. Trying to think.
No.
I haven't.
Firsthand, I don't think I.
But I haven't seen a bridezilla firsthand that I know of.
I have, definitely.
I have, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was a lot easier to find one. There are some where I could go, okay, that was a lot.
Yeah.
No, there was one wedding. It wasn't so much bridezilla where it was these ridiculous requests, you know, like I want a hot air balloon or anything like that. It was just everything had to be exactly as planned, and nope, it's 11:15. We're supposed to be here. Okay, now we have to move on to here, and we have to do this, and we have to do this. And that is the only way it's going to be done.
I would think for a lot of brides who plan their own wedding or have a heavy hand in doing that, I would think it would be very hard to let go of that feeling because you spent so much time, energy, and effort.
And money.
Time and treasure.
Yeah, but I remember thinking
it, that you're like, it has to go perfectly because I spent 360 days doing this, but that totally ruins it, I bet, for a lot of people.
I remember thinking, like, boy, you doesn't seem like you're enjoying this at all.
Mm-mm.
Didn't last.
No. Was she a problem?
Didn't last.
Okay.
Yeah.
She had a example. She had a bridal shower at the medical spa that she went to, this bridesmaid writes. The shower turned into a consultation for myself and the other bridesmaids. Turns out the bride wanted us to get filler and Botox before the wedding to make sure we looked our best.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the real bridezilla stuff there. Is you need to completely change your whole appearance so that everyone blends in. My pictures will look weird if you, Janet, are the only one who has brown hair, so you have to get your hair dyed blonde.
That's absurd.
Like there, but you hear those stories. I just can't imagine a guy doing that.
When you get Botox and fillers and stuff, is that stuff, does it show immediately?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, it takes a little while for it to settle or harden or whatever?
Yeah, within a week, you should see like your lines not being as noticeable or your forehead not moving as much. That's why like I get Botox, but I can still move my forehead. I don't get it like where it ices everything over.
Okay.
But certain fillers are immediate. Like if somebody gets their lips done, man, you know it right away.
Because
they typically get swelled up. And
so Maitland, bruised. If you were in a wedding,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the bridal party,
yeah.
and you went to the bachelorette party and it turns out that it's at a spa and she wants you to get Botox, what do you do?
I probably say like, I'll get something done. I'll look at the menu of options, right. and I might get something, but I don't know if I can guarantee Botox.
Right.
Just because
you don't,
you
first
want
of all, you
to.
Don't need it, but still, like Kelly, because you get it, would you be like, oh, okay, whatever?
If I needed it, yeah, I'd ask. I'd make sure that this isn't, you know, some like dental assistant that's about to give me Botox who's not like, you know,
licensed. She's just
whatever.
Good at it. She just thinks she's good at it.
It's the same training. That's what I've been told.
Same
training for the face. The nerves are the same.
I think I'd just
rather
go
somewhere. In fact, a lot of dental
offices
are offering it now.
I know. They really do.
Really weird.
There's apparently a movie that came out in 2018 called Groomzilla.
There is?
Yeah.
You can tell it was a big hit because this is the first hearing of it.
Yeah, it's got a 4.5 out of 10 as an IMDb rating.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Is there anyone in it we know?
Somebody like well-known, like Stanley Tucci.
Yes. As the father of the groom.
Yeah, obviously.
Nobody that I've heard of.
Who's the first person on the IMDb?
Darren Brooks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
I've seen all of
who
the
is
things
there?
Darren Brooks.
Okay, give me three more names if you have them there.
Yeah. Elizabeth Rice.
I've heard of both of those names, but not together.
I've Mark, heard of Anne Rice.
Mark Derwin.
The Mark Derwin?
Derwin? The Mark Derwin. And Bonita Fried Ricey.
Bonita Fried Ricey.
I'm not making that up. It's Bonita and then her last name, F-R-I-E-D-E-R-I-C-Y.
She's got to say,
yeah, pretty fried ricey.
She's got to say fried ricey, right?
I don't know.
There's no way it can be fried rice.
Definitely fried ricey.
No, it's fried ricey.
Yeah, it's fried
totally
ricey.
Different.
This text, my sister's ex-fiance wanted each of her bridesmaids and groomsmen to send a schedule to him of everything they were doing starting the week before the wedding. Not just wedding-related things, but every single thing that they had planned for the week. So that's from the groom.
To avoid no, you shouldn't be doing that because
like
that's dangerous.
Or something that would show up on photos.
Like, you can't have a dentist appointment on that day. I might need you.
I was in a wedding during the time when I was playing pickup basketball all the time. And the groom-to-be's fiance asked me not to play the week before the wedding in case I got hit in the face or something. She didn't want to have a black eye on the photos. And I was like, well, it hasn't happened so far. So yeah, I won't. Then I did. So I would have been in big trouble.
Yeah. That's why most of my friends, when they've planned weddings, they've always said, let's do the bachelor or bachelorette party a couple months beforehand.
In case something happens.
Yeah. Cause I went to a bachelorette party. Oh, actually I was at a mountain weekend, which kind of served as a friend's bachelorette party. And she fell out of the hot tub and knocked out both of her front teeth.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
And it was a couple weeks before she got married, I think, maybe a weekend or two before.
Oh, I'd have left her.
Yeah, she had to go to the doctor right away. But, man, I think I told you about that. That was when let me see your grill, your grill, when that song was really popular. Yeah. We blasted it the rest of the weekend in her honor.
We bumped into a bachelorette party this weekend. We were out on the lake, and
yeah,
there was a boat full of ladies, and she's an older bride, like not in her 20s or anything. She's, I think, like mid 50s and she's getting married. And so we roll up on this boat full of like 30 to 50 year old women, all wearing pink cowgirl hats. There's penises everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're dancing, having a great time.
That's a scary bridal party if you're a guy.
Yeah.
They're
going
to ask for my underwear, aren't they? are. They're going to try to take my.
Yeah,
Mark
the out of control
MILFs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to run away.
We did karaoke with them later.
You can't see my underwear? Yeah, you can, actually. I don't care.
We did karaoke with them later, and the groom met up with us, and all he wanted was, like, 90s rap, but not, like, Will Smith or Coolio or whoever that you've actually heard of.
Yeah.
He wanted some deep cuts, and he didn't know any of them. But
was he just looking to say the N-word?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. He was hogging the mic, though, the entire time and was getting mad at himself for not knowing the words. So then he would just replace it with filth. And then.
Oh, boy. This sounds amazing.
And then at one point, somebody was like, let's request something, you know, we all can sing along to. And he was like, whose party is this? And we were like, I think it's your fiance's.
Yeah,
it's not yours.
Boy, thanks for telling us about a wedding or a marriage that won't last.
And then
whose party is this?
Yeah. He requested some song and we played something else and he went, well, this isn't the one I wanted. And he walked away to go throw up.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Sounds like Patricia's settling.
Was he the one that was grinding up on that woman in that story that you posted?
Yeah, he and his bride were grinding up on each other.
Well,
they were having
them.
A great time, but my little sister, who's like 19, was sitting in a chair. Like right between
so
them.
So uncomfortably close to the dance floor.
And they're strangers,
dance
right?
Floor,
no, they're friends of friends
okay.
or family
okay.
friends.
So they're not strangers, per
no,
se.
No, but
okay.
in that
still
moment.
Still awkward.
In that moment, he might as well have been a stranger because he wasn't him.
Oh, man.
An update on the Groomzilla movie. We said we hadn't heard of any of the actors, and Maitland said the third person on the call sheet was Bonita Fried Ricey. And now I'm told that Bonita Fried Ricey is married to Pistachio Disguisio.
Oh, okay. From Master of Disguise.
Never thought that would come up
ever
again.
That
once was too many, but I love it. That made me happy
Show
just now.
Up again.
So far, the only Groomzilla note we have is the guy who wanted everybody's schedule in the bridal and groomsman party, the wedding party. I really struggle with that, apparently. In the wedding party the week before, even if it was non-wedding related. Like, well, I'm going to work Tuesday, and then I have soccer for the kids. That's the worst. But we're getting lots of bridezilla ones, even just smatterings.
I think the only reasonable request when you have somebody in a bridal party is please don't outrageously change your look between now and then.
Yeah.
And like, don't be so up, bombed you embarrass the family.
Right. Don't show up with a neon green mohawk. Right. Or something stupid where you're
unless you've always had one.
Yeah. If they asked you and you had it when that and they said and you said, is the mohawk fine? And they go, yes, you should definitely have it. Then aces. But otherwise, yeah, some of the requests are just stupid.
Yeah, I feel like if somebody said, don't do anything crazy beforehand, I'd be like, you shouldn't have invited me into your bridal party. I've dyed my hair glow-in-the-dark green before.
You've met me.
I have piercings, and I've regularly thought about getting my eyebrow pierced or a second hole or more tattoos. Like, I can't promise that I'm not going to go through something and need to change my hair. Mm-hmm. I can't promise that.
It happens.
Yeah.
Arvine joins us. Longtime listener, longtime caller. Now, you have an example of, I think, how the grooms most typically screw it up. Welcome and hello.
Hey, you guys. How's everybody? Hey, Kelly, Maven, everybody. Thanks for the 22 years, by the way.
Thank you.
And, this is way old school. I don't even think it's legal now, actually. My father and my godfather literally had to carry underarm to the altar my uncle and grab him by the back of the hair to shake yes to take his vow.
Oh my gosh, he was so blotto he couldn't even stand.
The weekend your uncle into a marriage?
Could not even function. They were actually wound up being married for over 50 years, God rest his soul. And the other one was my godmother, the bride.
Oh my God. Now, I assume you weren't there, right?
No, of course not.
Do you think it was like a big church wedding and everything? Probably, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, it was very, very traditional.
Yeah.
Very traditional. They basically said, oh, here he comes again. Floating by.
Was he a drunk for 50 years or was this like a mistake?
No, he was pretty much functioning alcoholic.
Okay. That wasn't a surprise for the bride. She knew what she was getting into.
I think it was very, very commonplace up in Jersey City and whatnot to be, to pay your liquor bill like your electric bill.
Thank you, Arvine. I love it. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Pay your liquor bill
like an electric bill.
All right, yeah.
That's a whole different way to look at it. this text, I'm getting married soon. Would you like me to be a groomzilla? What can we make requests that you'll do? Text from Wisconsin. My sister is still mad 20 years later that I held my flowers wrong in one picture and my sunglasses didn't match everyone else's. But they were the same color as the dresses. Your sister's a problem. Let it go.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to let that go.
One of my groomsmen wore the wrong color suit.
I remember that.
Yeah, my friend Doug.
I don't remember how bad was it. Was it?
It was fine.
It was just a little off.
It was
right?
a little bit off, but
you could tell it was different
because we didn't do tuxes. I just wanted to. I wanted a new suit, so I was like, "I'm going to get
a super smart.
I'm going to get a new suit, and then everybody. And I said to everybody, "Here's where I got it. This is the color. Just tell them that that's the color you need." And Doug went rogue.
So he didn't do it by accident. He just.
No, he just didn't care about your feelings and wishes of your wife. He shows up. I was like, "That's what you're wearing, huh?"
He's did you care inside for a second?
No,
Do you think your wife did?
No,
I don't think she did.
I bet she was offended. staring daggers through.
I sat next to Justin at your wedding, and I told him you'd be divorced by the reception because of it.
Just because of that?
Yeah. That guy's gonna ruin their marriage.
Yeah.
The reception, we were doing Jello shots, and I assumed you were breaking up because of Doug's suit.
Yeah.
That happens a lot with bridesmaids' dresses. They'll tell you to try and order them around the same time because if they're all supposed to be that sage green color. But they come from different dye groups.
Yeah.
That one will be a little more green and one will be a little more gray. And we've had that happen before at weddings I've been in where it's specifically talking about that color. And somebody showed up and I'm like, that's a little bluish. Like, oh, you had to reorder yours. That's why. Mm-hmm. Whoops.
Man. Well, we tried to make it better for brides by, looking for some groomzillas.
I think groomzillas are just
Drunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Drunks and fights. They wait to cause problems at the wedding, not by being demanding of the wedding party beforehand.
Yeah. So I've definitely seen messy grooms.
I've seen many more messy grooms.
I've never seen a groomzilla, but definitely a sloppy groom where I'm like, oh, or even their vows. It's like, why would you say that in your vows? Like, why do you sound a little slurred in your vows, or why did you just insult your future partner?
Those
in your
are the
vows?
Oh, I hate when they think they're being funny and it's just insulting.
Yeah,
and you can see on her face that it's not an inside joke.
Yeah,
remember the guy last year? We watched the video where he was like, "Would you rather be a Twinkie or a Pop Tart or something?"
Oh yeah, and then it was like a dirty
stuffed.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was awful.
Yeah, real gross.
That was real bad. Oof. Good thing we're all perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. 100% success rate.
We weren't groomzillas, though, were we?
I don't think so. I think I was pretty easygoing.
You told me where to get the tux. I went and rented the tux.
Yeah, I was.
And then I returned it. That was it.
Yeah, I was dressed appropriately, and I was there on time.
We were all there.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
you didn't even have to yell at us to be there on time. You just
no.
assumed we would get there on time.
Yeah, you guys were dressed. Great.
This text: I was in a bridal party, summer wedding, and the bride told us we weren't allowed to go outside the week before the wedding so that we wouldn't get a tan line or a burn. Mm. The groom didn't pick his only brother as the best man because he was too overweight and they didn't think he would fit in with all of his other more buff men that he had. Boy, do you tell him that?
Sorry, bro, not buff enough.
Hey, man.
You are not buff.
You've always been really good to me, but you're fat and my other friends are not.
I'm sure this couple, they were a couple supermodels.
Yeah. you know, I mean, we're kind of going for a fit wedding. So.
And you are what we might call unfit for the wedding.
We look like triangles and you look like a beanbag. Yeah.
You know how you, like, can't jog? We were going to have people jog to the altar, and we don't want you to have to stop and drink some butter, so you'll have to skip it.
This is awful. Sorry, man.
I don't know why, but the idea of someone taking a knee like they're genuflecting and then drinking a ladle of butter before they finish the jog to the altar is really appealing to me.
I'm so calorie down.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. One of those milk jugs, like the glass milk jug.
Yeah, even better.
Like they just
where
won
you
the,
see
the Indy 500.
The slightly coagulated butter after they drain it.
Yeah.
The glob roll down the slide down the side and into their throat and like hard swallow. And then they're back to the altar. What a wedding warmer. That would be.
Yeah. Mm.